T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Laura, thank you for calling the Frank Andrews Show. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Now, you know, the president is headed to Pennsylvania, which, of course, is an indication of just how important our state is, right?
Well, I don't think it's lost on anyone how important Pennsylvania is. I mean, obviously, 2016, we were so pleased to win the state of Pennsylvania, and it's all that it seems like anyone can talk about lately, whether you're talking about Joe Biden trying to make sure he claims the state, although he left the state pretty early on. But truly, Pennsylvania is a very important state, and you guys do have a special election coming up tomorrow, so the president wants to be sure to highlight that, make sure that everybody gets out to vote for the Republican there. And other than that, I mean, we're just ticking away, and we're excited to come back and visit your state all the time coming up for the 2020 election.
Yeah, now the Republican candidate Fred Keller for the 12th District is also going to be calling in and talking to us, but he has run a very aggressive campaign. And, you know, it's a Republican district, the 12th, but I find it interesting that the president still wants to campaign for him, even though the polls would show him, you know, pretty surely a winner.
Yeah, well, listen, I mean, the president wants to support good people, and he wants to make sure that people can, especially in a special election, tend to stay home or forget to go vote, and he just really wants to remind everybody, listen, your vote counts right now. It counts in 2020. It counted in 2016 when you voted for him. So I think it's just a little reminder to make sure to get out tomorrow and vote. I think it'll be a nice enough day, so I don't think anybody should have any excuses.
Now, of the 23 Democratic candidates that want to be president, do you, in your opinion, is Joe Biden going to be the nominee? And what do you think of the other 22?
By the way, it's pretty comical that we're talking about 23 candidates. Now, Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York, where I live, has joined the team. I don't know who it'll be. I think whomever the candidate, we feel very comfortable as a campaign, because you have to think about the fact that in 2016, Donald Trump was a businessman, a television personality. He was a person who we really didn't know how he would perform as our president. He'd run businesses before, but could he do this job? And now we see that he not only can do the job, he does a great job at being president, and he's doing incredible things for our country every day. All the promises he made in 2016, he has delivered on for the people of this country, and it's making life better every day for people in Pennsylvania, in my home state of North Carolina, literally from coast to coast. And so I think we feel very comfortable with him running on the promises made, promises kept platform. You know, you see those at all the rallies. You'll see them tonight, those signs that say promises made, promises kept, but they mean something. And we really we really feel good. Listen, if it's Joe Biden, I don't know that he's going to be able to sustain the momentum of what you need in order to make it through a campaign, a presidential campaign. The president likes to call him Sleepy Joe. He keeps pointing out he looks a little tired. But if he's the nominee, I think there will be a lot of young folks that are upset on the Democrat side that it's not Bernie. Meanwhile, if it's Bernie, then you've got a socialist running. So we still, whatever happens and whomever the candidate, still feel very, very good at the campaign.
Now, last week, talking about the importance of Pennsylvania, MSNBC and Chris Matthews came and did a live town hall here. And he had about 200 people here, and the headlines in the paper, and his big focus was, people who voted for the president in 2016, you know, feel like he, you know, didn't keep his promise on the great economic news. We got some economic news here, but we don't have the manufacturing jobs. And I said, well, the contrast is he had 200 people complaining, and there's going to be 10,000 people in Montoursville tonight. So which crowd do you believe?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you really have to take everything that you see in the mainstream media and you hear out there with a grain of salt, because they like to peddle their own narrative, and it generally is not positive. Imagine that for the president. But the numbers don't lie, and this is the same thing that I saw happen in 2016, which is that I would travel across this country, and I would see the outpouring of support for Donald Trump, people that had never voted in their lives, people that were Democrats for their entire life, switching to Republican, the Republican Party, to vote for Donald Trump. And the media wasn't reporting it. They kept telling us that Donald Trump did not have a path to victory to win the presidency. But they kept missing it. And you're right. You have to look at the numbers. You have to look at the number of people that continue to come to these rallies for the president. And believe me, 10,000 is a small number. It's only because it's at an airport hangar, and we literally cannot have more people there. You know, normally we have 50,000 people plus RSVP to rallies for the president, and that continues every single time. I still think the people that voted for him in 2016 will come out and vote for him again. And I think there are a lot of new people out there who, you know what, maybe didn't vote for him in 2016, weren't too sure, but now they see what he's been able to do for this country, and they think about how much more he will be able to do with a second term in office. And I think they're going to go in there, and maybe they'll never tell anybody, Frank, but they are going to vote for Donald Trump.
You know, when I talked to your husband a few months ago, I asked the question, and I'll ask you the same question. You got the Mueller report. You got all the crazy stuff that's going on. You've got hints that, you know, the they're going after the Trump family. How do you guys bear up under all that pressure, and why doesn't it break your spirit?
Well, I would like to say that we were all very well prepared for this, but we weren't, because nothing can prepare you for how crazy this stuff is. And specifically, I think with our family, I mean, you saw during the campaign in 2016, we all were out there voicing our support for Donald Trump for president. I traveled across this country for 3 months, didn't see my husband, my two dogs. They forgot who I even was, but I was with a group of women traveling this country to speak out on behalf of Donald Trump, because I knew he could do a great job. It's never easy when people come after you, and it certainly makes our life more complicated now. But you know what? Every night we sleep well because we know that we're on the right side of history. We know we're fighting for the people of this country, and we know we're doing the right thing, and we're good people, and we haven't done anything wrong. We knew that from the beginning, before the Mueller report even started, when they started coming out with this crazy idea about us colluding with Russia. So such nonsense. But for all of us, I think, you know, thinking about how this president is impacting our country and the future of our country, and you know, now that I have a son and that we have one more on the way, I have a baby due in August, it means so much to think that we are leaving a better country for them and a better world for them. And I just look at the things that my father-in-law stands up for and fights for, and it's really finally refreshing to see someone fighting for this country and not just caving in every single day. And so we all know we're doing the right thing, and you know what? They can come after us all they want, but I think it means something. They don't come after you, Frank, when you're failing. They only come after you when you're winning. So this president is winning, and I think it means something that we're all targets, because I think they know that we're a good voice for the president, and that people maybe care about what we have to say. Who knows?
Now, Laura, in the last minute or so that I have here, everybody that I talk to that potentially has the ear of the president, and you have the ear of your father-in-law, we ask if they would please talk about the infamous stormwater rain tax issue. At Montoursville tonight, there's going to be people holding hundreds of signs that say, end the rain tax. It's an EPA unfunded mandate that we are begging the president to take a look at and see if he can at least stop it or review it, because it has the potential to stifle industry, business, and it's really hurting a lot of people here. So I really need you to get your father-in-law's ears and kill this rain tax for us.
Well, I will do my best. I'm sure if he were more aware of it, that sounds right up his alley, something that he would want to tackle and get rid of, because he's all about common sense and doing the right thing. So I will do my best on that for you.
Well, I appreciate it. And God bless you and your family and the unborn baby, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.